The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Salvation Army, love gives beyond situation and season. While lights are sparkling and temperatures are dropping, you can be the difference for a family in need right in your local community. Your donation puts presents under the tree today and food on the table all year long. Warm hearts and homes beyond the Christmas season by donating $25 a month at SalvationArmyUSA.org. Help a neighbor in need through the holidays and beyond.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day, right before Steve and his closing remarks. It's been a good day. All right, Steve.
Well,
for your closing.
Today, I'm going to stay on the subject of positivity. I'm going to stay on the subject of spirituality. And as you know, I don't push my faith on anybody. I give everybody the right to believe whatever you want to believe. A great deal of my friends happen to be Muslims. And I say that warm-heartedly. A great deal of my friends happen to be Muslims. And I respect their faith, man. I really, really do. I have seen it work for them. They also respect my faith because I'm a Christian. So we can talk, laugh, go to games, go to dinner, enjoy each other's company. Because we've come to respect one another. And that's all we need in this world is some respect. And so in terms of spirituality, I'm okay with a person being whatever they are. But whatever faith you belong to, if you're Jehovah's Witness, if you're Seventh-day Adventist, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, whatever you are, I'm fine with all of it. If that's what makes your world the best for you, I'm with it. It's not my job to judge. He didn't put me here to judge. God is the judge of all of us, not me. But I want to talk to all of you who are people of faith. And the subject that I'm talking to you about is don't let people talk you out of what God has for you. This is an important message, man. Don't let people talk you out of what God has for you. Do you know how many times people have been talked out of some great ideas, some wonderful opportunities? You know how many times people have been talked out of their visions? You know how many times people have been talked out of their dreams? And do you realize, out of all those people that have been talked out of stuff, there are still those who have made it happen when all others said it couldn't be done? Because you know what? They refuse to let people talk them out of what God had for them. See, a lot of times, man, you have to understand what your ideas are, why you keep dreaming of something over and over, why you keep having these visions about you doing this or becoming that. That's God talking to you. And I've said it 1,000 times before, God puts your future in your imagination. He shows it to you in your imagination. But see, when you tell it to people and they start talking you out of it, you have to understand why they're talking you out of it. As soon as you tell your great idea, your vision, or your dream to somebody, and you start getting negative pushback, as soon as you get it, do what I do. Say, okay, all right, my bad. They don't see it. They don't see it. And they don't. And they oftentimes don't mean you no harm. They just don't see it. But you know why they don't see it? Because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you. He put your future into your imagination. He showed you these visions of dreams because they're visions of dreams of yours. He didn't show it to them. It's okay that they don't get it. It's okay that they don't see it. It's okay that they don't support you, but stop letting people talk you out of what God has for you. How they know? Who are they? Had I listened to my family, I wouldn't even be sitting here today. Had I listened to people closest to me, let me tell you something. One dude I knew in Cleveland named Russell Middlebrooks told me, yeah, man, you got to go do this, Harv. And the only member in my family told me to go for it was my father. My mother, and I love my mother more than I loved anybody on ever lived on this earth. She ain't see it, though. My mama didn't see it. My two brothers didn't see it. My sisters didn't see it. None of my friends saw it. When I was out there scratching, man, they used to come up to my mama's house and go, have you heard from Steve, Miss Harvey? No, you know, he out there trying to make it. You know, Steve just lazy. He don't want to work. No, man, I ain't lazy. I just don't want to work for nobody else. I saw something else for me. But they still my friends. They just didn't see it. They can still be your friends, y'all, but stop letting them talk you out of what God got for you. Your friends can still be your friends and not see what you're going after. You don't need everybody's support. And I got news for you. Everybody can't give you their support. Because how they going to support something they can't see or believe in? Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. You asking them to have some faith in something they can't see no how? Half them people ain't got no faith in you, ain't got no faith in themselves. How somebody going to see something for you and they ain't never seen nothing for themselves? Man, you better step away from these folks. I'm telling y'all one more time. Don't let people talk you out of what God has for you. God got a life for you, and he put that life in your imagination. Believe in it, work for it, and achieve it. God is in the make your dream come true business, and he's in the blessing business. Okay? Okay. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you got something from it. Hey, listen, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you, okay? That's for real.
Okay. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.